What's going on, guys? And welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen, and I have my beautiful CPA and my co-host, Marit, with me today. You usually say hi.
Oh. Hi, guys.
CPA After Dark.
We are going to talk today about why you should not have an S-Corp.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many things that say, you should be an S-Corp, make your business an S-Corp. People are asking me all the time, should I be an S-Corp? Clients hit me up, hey, should I be an S-Corp? Should my business be an S-Corp? But first, I just want to get something out of the way, because as a tax professional, I have to tell you guys that your business is not an S-Corp. An S-Corp isn't a legal entity. You know, it's not a corporation or an LLC. An S-Corp, being an S-Corp means that you are making a tax election. You are telling the IRS and your state that you are electing for your LLC or your corporation to be taxed as an S-Corp. So just a little bit of professional jargon there. You know, I prefer to say, oh, my business is taxed as an S-Corp, because I just feel like my business is an LLC, but we elect to be taxed as an S-Corp. And on that note, I saw something on Instagram the other day where it was a business that was promoting that they could file you as an S-Corp. If you know, sign on with us, we can backdate your S election to the first of the year and save you all this money in taxes. And I commented, and a lot of people were very grateful for my comment, because I said, yes, but also keep in mind, you have to have an entity such as an LLC or a C corporation to elect S-Corp status. So if you're just a sole proprietor and you've been out there rocking and rolling all year, but you never set up an LLC because you didn't get around to it, all of a sudden you're making $100,000 in net income and you're like, I want to be taxed as an S-Corp, I need to save money. You're not going to be able to if you didn't have an entity set up. So just keep that in mind. And we can do another video on that, Kristen, down the road. We call it S-Corp insurance. And it's kind of like you're getting your LLC just to make sure that if you need to go back and make that S election, you can.
Right.
But that being said, tell us the main pro of being an S-Corp, or being taxed as an S-Corp. You know,
so you kind of mentioned it a little bit, but saving money. So if you're taxed as an S corp, you're going to avoid some of that 15.3% self-employment income, because you now are running payroll. So your self-employment tax is only based on the W-2 income that you receive from your S corp. So that magic number right there, that 15.3%, is why people like to stay away from the LLC and go into electing themselves to be an S corp. So that 15.3% is where you're saving the money. I did it because, we'll get into this, but I did it because I had my first fantastic year and I was watching all these YouTubers say how great an S corp was. And I did it, and it did benefit me. So I am one of those people that says an S-Corp is fantastic if it fits you, your business, and your income lifestyle, let's call it. And we're going to get into that with the cons, because there are definitely a lot of cons. Marit, what is that magic number that we say don't do an S-Corp election unless you financially hit this goal? Is it like 40,000?
So it's, and we're talking about net income here. I really love that you explain that, because people kind of, they get caught up in this whole thing of, will an S-Corp save me taxes? And you're right, it's only FICA. Self-employment tax is the only thing that the S-Corp is going to save you, because regardless, on your net income, which you have your gross income, then you have all your expenses, and then you have this net income, that no matter what, that number down here will always be subject to federal income tax, state tax, but depending on whether you're an S corp or you're an LLC, it may or may not be subject to the additional 15.3%. So you're right. That's where we get the magic number is the bottom, your net income. And that's because we say $40,000 to $50,000 in net income, because when you multiply that by the 15.3%, that's when it starts becoming more of a tax savings than the first con, which tell us the first con, Kristen, you know what that is.
Yeah. So I was going to get into that. So having an S corp is expensive. Yeah. It is expensive because there you have to keep your corporate books. There are administrative fees. There's a lot that goes into having an S corp. It is not just opening up a business and you're smooth sailing. It's not that simple. There is a lot of legal things that you have to do, and all of those legal things cost money. So if you're not making at least $40,000, and I would even say maybe even a little bit more, you're not going to benefit from this, because all of your income is then going to go to paying all these legal fees, if you will, like keeping your corporate books and, you know, all the things that go with it.
And so, payroll,
you
have to have payroll as an S corp.
Yeah, those are all added. That's added expenses. So
a fancy tax return.
Return is a lot more expensive. Yeah. And it gets filed in March versus April. So you have to have all your stuff together a lot sooner, which it's just a lot. It is definitely a lot of work to own and run an S corp.
For sure.
There are other reasons for this. And Marit, we're going to get into the next one.
The second reason you might not want your business to be taxed as an S corp, I love this reason, I feel like it does not get enough play, is if you have a W-2 job and then you have your business as well. People do this all the time. And say you're a high income earner in your W-2 job. So you've paid, you know, how they'll max out your FICA. I think in 24, it's $168,600. So once you paid FICA, your self-employment tax on that amount, you don't have to pay any more. Like they say, that's it. You're done. You paid enough FICA, right? So if then you also have an S corp on the side, and you might have a practitioner that doesn't really understand how these two come into play, and they say, well, your S corp is making $100,000. You need, or your business is making $100,000. You need to be taxed as an S corp. If you are required to put yourself on payroll, that means you're going to be required to pay additional FICA on your W-2 that you issued through your S corp. So now you've already maxed out the amount that you have to pay over here at your W-2 job, and all of a sudden you're paying more on your S corp W-2. And anybody who says, oh, well, they'll refund you your portion if you overpay, which they do sometimes, like if you have two jobs and you overpay because one job doesn't know you've already paid your max, so they, you know, pay it for you. They will refund your half, but they won't refund the half that your S corp has paid. So as the, you know, it's a half and half, technically your S corp pays half your FICA. You pay half your FICA, just like in a normal job. It's, you know, the payroll taxes of the employer and you. As the S corp, you're never going to get that back. So now you're paying taxes that you didn't need to pay in the first place. So you want to be careful with that if you're a high income earner. And then once you get to another level, the ACA tax kicks back in. You can do more planning on that. But just for simplicity's sake, that's something I would say you would kind of want to be aware of. So that's reason number two. And Kristen, tell us reason number three.
Yeah. So reason number three is a big one for me, because you guys know that I'm a real estate investor, and I belong to all these groups and all these Facebook groups. And they talk about, you know, I want to open an S corp. I have this, you know, this rental business and blah, 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 blah. If you own property, guys, I can't say this enough, and I think we've hit on this before in other videos. If you own property and you're renting out your property, that is passive income. You're not being taxed at 15.3% on your passive income. Don't go and make your passive income business, like real estate, a S corp, because then you're subjecting yourself to a whole mantra of taxes and extra work that you don't need to be doing. If it's a passive income business, leave it as a passive income business. Make it an LLC and just leave it as a passive income business. Do not let anybody tell you to make it an S election. It is a bad idea and you are going to pay a lot more in taxes. That is all.
And we'll make another video too about why it's a bad idea to put real estate into an S corp. Beyond the fact of just the taxes, we can't really go into it right now, but there's other reasons as well. Like S corps are just, they have a lot more regulations. They are a hybrid entity in the IRS's eyes. So like they're kind of taxed like a corporation, kind of taxed like a pass-through entity. And when it comes to having real estate inside, if you ever want to, sell your business or revoke your S election, now you have this asset that's appreciated. There's also additional taxes that could come into play for that. So I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, if it's a passive business, just let it be passive. Leave mm-hmm. that one alone. Yeah. So the final reason which you would want to either choose to not be taxed as an S corp or definitely at least do your homework are the state considerations. And again, I feel like the state gets kind of overlooked because people don't really want to get into the weeds, but it's important because the S election in general, overall, it's a federal election. So it's for the IRS, the taxes you're paying to them. But you still, depending on which state you're in, your state may or may not recognize that election. So I'm in Utah. My state recognizes the S election. The franchise fee to open up an LLC in Utah is very small. For me, it's fine. But if you look at someone who lives in California, they do recognize the S election, but if you file as an S corp, you're subject to an additional minimum of either the $800 a year franchise tax or a minimum of 1.5% of your gross receipts. I think it's gross receipts. So when you're starting to make a lot of money and you have to look at that 1.5% calculation, you still need to do the math because preparers who people have lost money with their business in California because their tax preparer said, well, there's that 1.5 gross receipts calculation. You don't need to be an S corp. But when we actually did the math to see how much would save them on self-employment tax versus what they would have to pay and that extra gross receipt tax, it was still beneficial for them to make the S election. However, that might not be the case for everyone, especially if, you're not making enough money to make it worth it, or, you have other factors in play. So,
yeah, unfortunately, it's a state by state basis. You have to do mm-hmm. your homework and your attorney has to know where you live, where you're doing business, and make sure that the person that you're hired to help you with this knows all of the ins and outs. It's really important.
Yeah. So the whole point of this video is to just make sure that you guys know, even though it seems so beautiful out there and it can be a beautiful tax strategy, it's just one piece of the puzzle to saving you money and saving you money in taxes. And it may or may not fit for you. And you really do need to know the cons as well as the pros so that you can make an educated decision. So I'm glad we did this today.
Yeah, this is this was definitely a good topic because I know, like I said in the beginning, I saw a lot of information when I decided to make my S election and I was prepared for it and it helped me tremendously, but it's not going to help everybody depending on your situation. So definitely check back at all these little cons, and if you can check any of them off, an S corp election might not be for you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys like this video. We love putting this out for you. Different tax strategies. If you have any questions, put them in the comments below and we will get to them. And we will see you on the next one, as long as you're subscribing to CPA After Dark.